This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Kevin Schroeder. Kevin works for Zend Technologies. Most of you know who Zend is. They make the Zend server, they make Zend Studio, they make life better for a lot of developers out there. Kevin, I got three questions I want to ask you today. Absolutely none of them have to do with Zend. So the first question I've got for you is, I know PHP wasn't your first programming language. How did you come into programming in PHP?
Well, thanks for having me, Cal. The way to getting how I got to PHP is just kind of a very round, there's no direct line. My first programming language was actually Perl. Did that for a while. And then I kept on doing Perl for, on and off for a while. And I started kind of getting involved in various programming languages. And I looked at PHP, I don't know, back in that would have been around the turn of the millennium, 99, 2000 or so. I just kind of looked at it and I was like, what the hell is this opening tag here for? Having started from Perl and, done a couple of other programming languages, I kind of looked at it and I was like, okay, dollar signs for variables. Obviously, as I've matured, those simple distinctions are less important. But the way I got to PHP was I was doing some more. I tried a whole bunch of different programming languages. I tried ASP. I tried JSP. Well, I didn't try JSP. I mostly flubbed at JSP. I did a lot of Java work. I also did a lot of work as a system administrator for various customers and eventually for a large national ISP, which is actually where I really started doing PHP really seriously. I did PHP just kind of here and there. I never really got into the different applications, like WordPress or Drupal or OS Commerce or anything that were around at that time. I just kind of tried things because I liked trying things. And so I knew enough about PHP to actually do work in PHP. And I knew enough about programming, obviously, because I've been doing it for several years, to be able to take a programming language and be able to understand it relatively quickly. And so I basically was interviewing for this contract position for a PHP developer. So, yeah, I can do PHP. And I could. It really was quite easy to get up and running and started. And, looking back at that code, I mean, obviously I'm horrified by it. But, what developer isn't, horrified by code that they wrote 6 years ago? And so that's really where I started getting really deeply involved was, a couple of months before that, I was doing some more work with PHP, just your typical scripting. And then I got a contract to do actual PHP coding, and that's pretty much how I got into it. It was actually just a really easy transition to get into, from all the other languages that I worked with to just working primarily with PHP. It was actually really easy.
Sounds like a fun little journey, and it's not an uncommon story. I hear that an awful lot, and it mirrors some of my experiences as well. I didn't launch in and say, I want to do PHP. I just kind of roundabout discovered it, and I'm like, yeah, I can do that. But yeah, you're right. The dollar sign for the variables did throw me at the beginning.
Well, I remember hearing something from Rasmus at Vancouver. There's a conference in Vancouver I was talking about, and he's like, there's a lot of stuff that people think is important that, I really don't care about. I'm very pragmatic about a programming language. Does it get the job done? And that's really what PHP does. It gets the job done.
That's true. Okay, second question. As a programmer that has moved into PHP and did not learn programming from PHP, which part of PHP programming surprised you the most, either good or bad?
I think that the thing that surprised me the most was the ease of doing – this kind of sounds kind of redundant, but the ease of doing dynamic programming. When you take a look at something like Java and you're trying to do something that uses some level of reflection where you're taking a look at classes or you have to retrieve – an instance of a class dynamically, it's really, really hard. Well, not hard. It's just it's time consuming. It takes some time to do that. With PHP, you just do, $var equals new $classname semicolon, and it's there. I think that of the things that surprised me, that's probably one of the things that surprised me the most. There's just a lot of shortcuts for being able to do a lot of things that in other languages, particularly the statically typed languages, that are really hard because you have to basically weave your way around the confines of the programming language. Whereas PHP just kind of, it doesn't assume that you know exactly what you're doing, and it kind of makes some assumptions for you and ends up doing a lot of the things that would take 20, 30, 50 lines of code in another programming language. It'll do it in two or three. And so there's a lot of things that because of its dynamic nature that it really, really makes your development efforts that much more successful because you can just get more done in less time and actually do it at a higher quality because a lot of that stuff that a lot of the restrictions that you have in a statically typed language, while there are definitely benefits to a lot of those restrictions, at the same time, there's a lot of drawbacks. And when you're dealing with a web-based environment, you find that the things that would be considered drawbacks on a desktop environment are much less so in the web environment. And so the whole ease of kind of doing things, I guess not taking shortcuts, but making a lot of the generic programming tasks easier, I guess is really what you could sum it down to.
Yeah. Very good. Very good answer. And I find that true in a lot of the stuff that I'm doing because I have worked in desktop languages and more statically typed languages. And you're right. PHP gives you things that, there's one command that in another language might take you 20, 30 lines of code to do. And, PHP just has it there because that's what everybody's doing. So.
Right. And somewhere in those 20 or 30 lines of code, there's going to be a null pointer exception. And it's going to crash your app.
Absolutely. Okay. Third and final question. You are the author of a very unique PHP programming book. I had the privilege of reviewing it and was just blown away because I read a lot of PHP books, and this one was just real unique. what one aspect of PHP programming, using all the knowledge that you learn working in that book, what one portion of PHP or one aspect of PHP do you enjoy the most?
I don't know if it's necessarily something that you would actually put it within the language as what I enjoyed the most. I just like doing things that other people haven't done. How many people have written a binary protocol in PHP? Well, a bunch, but it's not something that's common out there. Sure. How many people want to write a layer that allows you to read a WAV file? There's not really any point of doing that because 100 people have done it before in the past, but it's just kind of fun to be able to go through and play with the lower level stuff in PHP. Or again, who would have actually wanted to write something that interfaced with a native EXT2 file system? You could actually read their directory contents directly off of the raw partition. You're never going to do that in PHP. And so I like taking things like that nobody really wants to do because either of complexity or there's not really much of a purpose, and take things like that and then be able to learn and apply the silly examples, the less useful examples, I guess, and apply them more to more real world circumstances, because there's a lot of things you can learn in that lower level programming that can actually help you build much more efficient web applications. Either from just understanding how PHP works kind of on the internal side, or understanding how you can mess around with bits here and there. Bit shifting on a CPU is a very efficient operation because that's all a CPU does. All this other stuff, pluses, minus, divides, all that kind of other stuff, you have another layer to get to actually do the bit shifting. So when you're dealing with some of this lower level stuff, it allows your brain to start thinking a little bit more on the detail level. I'm not talking about micro optimizations or anything like that. I'm just talking about understanding how that how that lower level stuff works, so that you can think according to how the engine is actually doing things. I think that the thing I liked the most of it was just doing things that not many other people are doing.
Yep, and PHP, you probably wouldn't use PHP normally or in a production environment to do most of these things, but the fact that you can do most of these things with PHP makes PHP just that much more valuable. So yeah. I found the book very interesting. However, I gave my copy to a friend of mine once I finished reviewing it. Can you tell me the name of the book so that our listeners will know it?
The name of the book is You Want to Do What with PHP?
And they can find that on Amazon, correct?
Amazon, pretty much any place books are sold.
Sweet. Okay, real quick, what's your local PHP user group that you attend, and what's the URL for it?
The local user group here is the Dallas PHP user group, and the URL is dallasphp.org. It's run up by a bunch of really good guys here, so lots of great content here, and some cool stuff coming up in the near future.
Excellent. Thank you, Kevin, so much for the time you took to be here with us today. And seriously, thank you for everything you do for the PHP community.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.